May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Romans chapter 8, verse 2, makes this powerful statement. And this is sort of the freedom chapter. Romans chapter 6 is sort of the theological chapter about who you are in Christ and our victory. Romans chapter 7 is the struggle chapter, the place in the wilderness that most Christians have to go through before they're ready to actually enter in. Romans chapter 8 is the experienced victory chapter. It says in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Then this verse, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. We've referred to this way before, but think of it, a law is something that is irreversible. It's not something that's adjustable or negotiable. It's a law. And there's like sin, and sin's power is like the law of gravity. It's just there. You can't wish it away. You can't pray it away. You can't confess it away. You can't plead for it to go away. It's just there. And so if you find yourself in a body of water that's deep enough for you to sink all the way down to the bottom, the law of gravity just has a way of taking over. And eventually you'll, like everybody else, will wear out and just sink to the bottom. The only way to keep that from happening is to attach something to you or attach you to something like a life jacket that then overcomes the power of gravity to pull you down to the bottom. It doesn't mean that the law of gravity has gone. It's not disappeared. It's still there pulling, but there's something more powerful than its pull that keeps you from sinking. And so you have this law of in Romans 8, 2, he says you have this law of sin and death. So there's like this law. Inside of you, there's this principle or nature, whatever you want to call, that's pulling you towards sin. And no matter how much you try, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you fast, no matter how much you struggle with all the sincerity in the world, and no matter how much you promised God, in the end, on your own, that law of sin and death will pull you in again into that sin. The only way to be set free from that is for a higher law that's more powerful to be operative in your life. And so he says, therefore, for the law of the Spirit of life, not the law of sin and death, but the law of life that is in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now it's important to notice one of the things we've been learning, that where we start, everything we start, we have it all in Christ. He doesn't say it could set you free from the law of sin and death if you would just believe, if you would just try, if you just were sincere. It says, has set you free. It's been done. It's already accomplished. And when you find yourself crying out to God about some particular sin in your life that maybe nobody else knows about, but you've been struggling with, maybe you've been struggling with for years, maybe there are several of them. What he says there is, instead of you asking God to set you free, he wants you now to come to a place that something has been attached to us. It's already happened. We're now in something. So if you think like a life preserver, an inner tube, or a raft, you're in something that happened, it's already been done, that has already set you free from that sin or those sins. You simply have to believe what is, not what could be, what's true. Really, first and foremost, you have to repent. You've got to be willing to let it go. Because your freedom isn't a question. Your freedom's been accomplished. Will you and I let it go and stay in that place of freedom? We read the verse yesterday, and I'll just quote it to you. I'm going to turn to another one. But let me quote it to you again in in Galatians 2. Here is the thing we've been attached to. For I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but not I, but Christ at this very moment is living in me. He's a real present tense life preserver. He's the real present tense lifeboat. I'm in Christ. I'm in the lifeboat. I don't have to get in the lifeboat. The battle in the Christian life isn't to get you in the lifeboat and you're fighting for the lifeboat and you're fighting for the life preserver. It's the enemy trying to convince you that get out of it, to not believe in it. You can't get out of it. You can't get out of Christ, but trying to get you to fight for something out in the water that you already have freedom in Christ. And then this verse, I love this scripture from 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. By this, love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Now listen to the scripture. Because as he is right now, as he is, Jesus is, so also are we in this present world. It's an amazing statement. This Christ who's living in you right now, not as a stagnant cheerleader cheering you on, but who's living in you, who's alive in you right now, as that the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. See, he carries that flotation device in him, has set you free from the spiritual law of gravity. And he says, because you see, as he is, so are you in this world, and he is victorious. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, and the death that he died to sin once, and the life he lives to God right now. Sin can't touch him. Sin can't tempt him. Sin, he can't take on sin. He's totally free, and he's living in you right now as your life boat, as your law of the Spirit of life. And so what do we do with that? Abide. Again, the word abide means to just remain. Just restfully acknowledge that he has set you free from the law of sin and death. And therefore, he is your freedom right now, already. You don't have to beg for freedom for sin. You rest in the fact that Jesus has already set you free. And he's living in you. And as he is, and he is victorious over sin, so are you in this world. That also says a lot about ministry, doesn't it? When you pray for something, as he is, right now, not as he was, as he is, he's alive, living in you right now, as he is, so are you in this world. So we pray in Jesus' name. We invoke all that he is, not to come help me, but to come forth from me. That's the Christian life. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Amen? It's the law of a life. And you know something about life? You introduce life where there's death, life always wins. Light always wins over darkness. You with me? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.